morning, Bhagavatam. This class is taken from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 84, Text 23. The title of this chapter is The Sages' Teachings at Kurukshetra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasat Tato Jaya Mudure Nasta Prayesu Padresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavaiti Naistike. So, text 23. Nayam Vidantyami Bhupa. Ekaramascha Savrishnayaha Maya Javani Kalchanam Atmanam Kalamishwaram Nayam Vidyantyami Bhupa Ekaramascha Vrishnayaha Maya Javani Kachanam Atmanam Kalamishwaram. Nayam Vidyantami Bhupa Ekaramascha Vrishnayaha Maya Javani Kachanam Atmanam Kalamishwaram. Maya Vidyantyami Bhupa Ekaramascha Vrishnayaha Maya Javani Kachanam Atmanam Kalamisharam. Nayam Vidantyami Bhupa Ekaramascha Vrishnayaha Maya Javani Kachanam Atmanam Kalamishwaram. So word for word translation. And translation and purport by His Divine Grace, His Confound Acharya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Yam whom Vidanti no Ami these Bhupaha kings. Eka, together. Aramaha, who enjoy. Cha, and Vrishnayaha, the Vrishnis. Maya, of the divine power of illusion. Javanika, by the cutting. Achanam, covered. Atmanam, the supreme soul. Kalam, time. Ishwaram, the supreme controller. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, His Confound Child, Srila Bhaktivinoda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Nine are these kings. Continuation of the response from the sages at Kurukshetra to Lord Krishna. Nine are these kings, nor even the Vrishnis, who enjoy your intimate association, know you as the soul of all existence, the force of time, and the supreme controller. For them, you are covered by the curtain of Maya. Please respond to repeat. Neither these kings, nor even the Vrishnis, who enjoy your intimate association, know you as the soul of all existence. The force of time and the supreme controller. For them, you are covered by the curtain of Maya. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that Lord Krishna's family, the Vrishnis, were too familiar with him to realize that he is a super soul residing in the heart of every created being. And those kings at Kurukshetra were not devotees of Krishna. And those kings at Kurukshetra who were not devotees of Krishna could not recognize him as time, the annihilator of everything. Devotees and non-devotees are both covered by Maya, but in different ways. For the materialist, Maya is illusion. But for the Vaishnavas, she acts as Yoga Maya, the eternal potency who covers the awareness of the Supreme Lord's majesty and engages them in his internal pleasure pastimes. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanan Salakaya Saksurun Militam Jnanatasmai Sri Gurave Namaham Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vanchakalpataribhyacha Kripasundumbhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaham Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurabhani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Pachatya Disatarini. So, this is still a continuation of statements of the sages in response to Krishna's a wonderful exemplary acts of paying obeisances and treating the sages headed by Narada Muni who arrived at Kurukshetra with due Vaishnava etiquette. So, here, remember that when Lord Krishna had to met out this type of Vaishnava behavior, ethical, Vaishnava ethical behavior, to the kings, I mean to the sages headed by Narada Muni, there was a reciprocation that ensued. And that reciprocation, part of it was that these sages, they paid their respects to Lord Krishna. And there was some exchange of pleasantries. So here are the sages, part of the address to Lord Krishna. They are bringing to bear that, yes, we know that the Vrishni is very important because that is a dynasty or that is the family of Lord Krishna. They were so close to him. They sleep in the same place with him, joke around with him. Even sometimes the Vrishnis engage Krishna. So, they say, when, for instance, the justice, the court justice, he goes to the court, and everybody worships him. If even you just whisper to someone near to you, you're in problem. But the justice, he goes back home. And, he have the child. His child will climb on his soldier and match him here and there. Match him here and there. Nobody tries that to the justice in the law court. Even the judges, the lawyers who come for different cases, they are careful. What they say, they are careful. Therefore, they always show respect to him. But at home, who cares? The justice has his own children, has his family members, uncles, wife, whatever. So his position at home is, it's a different relationship. And therefore, I remember one time, is it Prabhupada or is yes, I think one of Prabhupada's child or yeah, I think it's one of Prabhupada's child, one of Prabhupada's children. You know, one Gaudiya Vaishnava devotee came to see Prabhupada, and he saw his child, climb on Prabhupada, and so the devotee was making fun that. You know, he's a pure devotee. Why imagine him? The child was born. He's my father. So, yeah, some of them are very great, but I mean, his father, the person's child, they climb on him, climb on the soldier, rub his hair, turn his head upside down, and twist his neck and all these things. The same thing happened with Lord Krishna, that the Vrishnis, they play around Lord Krishna. Sometimes they even chastise him. And so, for them, the question of, this is the Supreme Personality of God, just like we have Nanda Maharaj who will even engage Krishna, go and bring my wooden shoes. And Krishna will go and carry the shoes and put the shoes on his head. So, it's a different relationship. It's a different relationship completely. So the question of awe and reverence or worship is not there in the family. They just see Krishna as their property. That's it. So your property, you can use your property anyhow you like. Is it not? Yes. So Prabhupada is mentioning here that, the Vrishnis, they didn't see Krishna as Ishwara, controller, or time. And they annihilate of everyone. Time annihilates everyone. Of course, sometimes people don't have any serious thing to do, and then they go to some place to waste the time because they don't have anything serious thing to do. But, and sometimes I remember when we are little kids, when we are even young adults, when we finish from work, 3:30 you finish from work, then you say you go to some friend's place or some place to play some game, and we call it killing time. But no one kills time. Time kills everybody. But time is Krishna. Krishna mentions in the Gita, Kalos me. So time is Krishna, and the sages, headed by Narada Muni, they understand all this perfectly well. They know that Krishna is time, is the annihilator of everyone. He is Ishwara, he is the controller. But what the sages are saying here is that although they, the sages, they know Krishna as time, as a controller, and everything else, the governing principle of the universe, from him whom everything is emanating, Krishna mentions in the Gita, that Ham Pravasya, anyway, he mentioned in the Gita that I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. So the sages understand this. But for the Vrishnis, they are saying here that the Vrishnis don't know about this stuff. All that they know is that, Krishna is just their property. And
For the non-devotees, they don't also know Krishna. In fact, that's precisely what the sages are mentioning here. That even for the non-devotees, they don't know that Krishna is the super soul. They don't know that Krishna is time. Yeah, since the Gurana Tai, even for the non-devotees, the same thing applies. They don't know that Krishna is the supreme controller. They don't know that he is the soul of all existence. Is the be all and end all. So the issue here is that Prabhupada is giving a very good correlation. It's the same thing, right? The non-devotees, they don't also know Krishna as the controller, as the soul of the universe, as the enjoyer, as, in fact, time. Even the Vrishnis, they don't also know. But what is the difference? The Vrishnis and the non-devotees, the Vrishnis who are very close to Lord Krishna, they are pure devotees of Lord Krishna, they are Krishna's family, they don't know Krishna as the annihilator, ultimate annihilator of everything, as the soul of the universe, as the Ishwara, as the controller. No, they don't know that. And the non-devotees also don't know. So Prabhupada gives a very good distinction, and of course a perfect correlation, that the non-devotees are covered by Krishna's illusory energy. Whereas the devotees of the Lord, they are covered by Yoga Maya. They are covered by internal Krishna's internal potency. It's a veil that covers the devotees. I mean, it's like when Mother Yasoda opened the mouth of Lord Krishna when Balaram came to allege that Krishna had some debt. And one man, Mother Yasoda opened the mouth of Lord Krishna to check if this is really true, the allegation is really true, so as to chastise him. But, you know, when Krishna opened his mouth, what Mother Yasoda was seeing was completely different. It's not debt. It's not the debt that, you know, the child allegedly had. But he was seeing the whole of the cosmic, I mean, the universal form. The whole of the universe was being seen in Krishna's mouth. And so she became a little bit jittery, closed his mouth. Krishna realized that, hey, relationship is going to change now. He's going to see me as, you know, as a supreme controller. So Krishna immediately covered her up with his yoga maya. So that, you know, relationship of a parental relationship is sustained. So, the devotees of the Lord, especially those who are very close to him, the sages are mentioned here, that the Vrishnis, they don't recognize the majesty of Lord Krishna. They don't recognize his his position as the ultimate controller of everything in the universe. Why? Because they are covered by this same internal potency, this yoga maya of Lord Krishna. This is the veil, this is the covering that he uses on his devotees so that, you know, they will perfectly perform their part as, you know, like a drama. And people are in a drama. You know, some poor man can can act as a millionaire. But, you know, it's a drama. So they're given some position to play. And the point is, some dresses have to be used, some character have to be displayed, and all the rest of them. So everyone has to play his part role, or his part very nicely. So in the same way, Krishna uses Yoga Maya to cover all of this, his virtue of family members, so that they don't really recognize him as the Supreme Person of God, so that this drama, his appearance to enact particular pastimes, play around like an ordinary person, will be perfectly enacted, and so that people could really relish it. And so that even his own family members could really relish the whole of these pastimes. Because if you have to worship Lord Krishna Or if you know him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you treat him with awe and reverence. I mean, like the sages, they know. So, although Krishna was playing the role of an ordinary person, paying obeisances to them, getting up and paying obeisances to them when they arrived at Kurukshetra, they know that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's just playing like an ordinary human being. He's just playing like an ordinary human being. So, they were addressing him like this. But, again, a point. Now, Vishwanatha Chakravarti had explained, which is the reference that Prabhupada is drawing here, is very important. That because the Vishnus were very familiar with Lord Krishna, there is a need to be able to, you know, function as family members. Some family members, they play around, they joke around, they order each other. I mean, there are always exchanges of loving relationships, which is not based on, you know, the a potency of majesty or based on awe and reverence. It's a different relationship. And the whole functional connotation in this type of relationship, the relationship between the Vishnus and Lord Krishna is under the auspices of the eternal potency or yoga mind. Whereas the non-devotees who don't know anything about Krishna as the supreme controller, as the soul of the universe, as the annihilator of everything eventually, they are covered by another aspect of Lord Krishna's energy, and that is Mahamaya, external energy of the Lord. So there is Yoga Maya, there is Mahamaya. So the conditioned souls are covered by delusive energy, so they don't really understand Krishna. Krishna mentions in the Gita that, you know, everyone is covered by his external energy, and therefore people tend to look at him or see him as an ordinary human being. And he said this is due to their foolishness. So it's a different categorization that Prabhupada is bringing to bear here, that although the non-devotees and the devotees, the close associates of the Lord, they don't see Krishna the way the sages see him, but the covering or the veil is different. For the conditioned souls, they are bad jivas, and so their covering is different. For the liberated souls, they are also covered so that they can play their part nicely, but again, their covering is also different. So we find that, yes, Krishna does wonderful things, covers people so that they don't really perceive him as opulent Supreme Personality of Godhead, but for the devotee is different, and for the non-devotee is different. So the distinction here, the decision of the coverings, that for the non-devotee is covered by the Mahamaya, and so everyone is covered. Everyone in this world is covered. You see people make so many terrible arguments. I mean, supposedly people who are on the spiritual path, remember in India, where I was in Delhi, I think I was mentioning this story, okay, maybe it was in New York I was mentioning, we're driving the car, passing some place in Delhi, and there was a beautiful, really super, super beautiful temple. In fact, that seemed like the most beautiful temple in the whole of Delhi. But the temple is not your temple. It's not his temple. should be, maybe, I think so. But, you know, so I was asking the devotee that, what's your philosophy? So he said that, they said that, you know, beyond Goloka, is a real place. That's a place beyond Goloka, which is the real place they want to go. So I said, I was asking that, which scripture do they use? Which scripture says that? Which of the Puranas? And apparently they don't have any spiritual scripture that backs up the whole thing. Man, in Kali Yoga, anything, anybody says anything, and you know, you can have plenty of followers. So the point is, even these type of people, they are covered by the yoga mind. Because, I mean, they are covered by the Krishna's illusory energy. Because Krishna does not reveal himself to any and everybody. He mentions in the Gita that out of thousands, bhavanam janmanamanti gyanabham jampapaditi vasudeva sadhamiti samahat sudolabha. So, after many, many lifetimes, before one could actually resolve to tread on the path of devotion, and even for those who tread on the path of devotion, it is difficult to really, for Krishna to give himself to someone. Why? Why is it so difficult? Because if he gives himself to someone, he becomes he becomes like a pet dog to that person. So before you give yourself to someone, before you surrender to someone, you have to wash properly. So Krishna examines. I mean, it's like, you know, you're sourcing for a guru. So you have to examine everybody you encounter properly, whether this is somebody I should give my life to, or because you know that it's not a small business, right? If you give your life to someone, you can't say no to the person. Okay, it gives an instruction. I remember one lady. The Guru Maharaj told give her instruction with the husband, and then you know she said that Guru Maharaj, this is too much. We cannot follow this. She said we cannot follow this. So if you're not able to follow instructions, then don't accept the guru. So Lord Krishna, just like a disciple, someone who is aspiring to be a disciple, he's searching around whom to surrender to. It's not easy to surrender to someone. So Lord Krishna also, he does not give himself easily to somebody. You know, he can't just surrender to people, anyone. Because if he reveals himself to anyone, he is bought over, like in the case of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda. He's bought over completely. He's tied with even a rope to a wooden grinding mortar. So it means a lot, you know. And therefore, for Krishna not to reveal himself to every and anyone, I mean, this is birthright. You're like, it's our own birthright not to surrender to anybody. That is his own right. And therefore, he exercises his right by covering up people. Because he can do anything and everything. He exercises his own right in that way, covering up, you know, some people he covers them up with his Mahamaya, some people he covers them up with his Yoga Maya. So it is important for us to understand what Prabhupada is mentioning here. They are very distinctive features of Krishna's Maya, and that is the Mahamaya and the Yoga Maya. For the Vaishnavas, you know, Krishna uses his Yoga Maya, and for the Avaishnavas, he gives another cutting. So that, you know, they don't even think of him. They don't know him. So it is not that, you know, Krishna is not mercifully disposed to each and everyone. He mentions in the Gita that he is equally disposed to everyone. But according to our level of surrender, he is fulfilling the desires of everyone since time immemorial. But if you fulfill your desire based on a petition, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get the repercussion of whatever you use your resources to embark upon. So Krishna gives people different assets. And again, he gives people different assets based on, you know, their accumulated piety and impiety or whatever. But at the same time, whatever we use our resources to do, we are accountable. Accountability is there. And so, for the devotee who buys over Krishna with love and devotion,
Krishna becomes, you know, a pet dog. A dog, the devotee does anything, therefore he is very careful not to reveal himself to everyone, not to give himself to everyone. And so for those who are treading on the path of devotion, who are treading on the path of, you know, Vaishnavism, or even Sri Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, you're very lucky, because in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, we have the great fortune of really understanding, of having the revelation from the scriptures, from the scriptures of our acharyas, how one could really strive to re-establish his loving relationship with Krishna, because the primary relationships are revealed in these revealed scriptures. And so we could all be striving. Because they say, it's common aphorism says, high aim is no sin. You know? If you aim high, that's not a sin. We should aim high. Even Prabhupada mentioned that if you ever think of hunting, go for a rhinoceros. If you don't get it, people will know that you wouldn't have gotten it anyway. That's a rhinoceros. So, yes, we should desire to become favorably disposed to Lord Krishna's service, so that we have a chance of being completely under his auspices, under his yoga maya, so that he takes care of all, he becomes responsible for us in totality. Because this is the essential factor of human existence. Human existence is meant for cultivating these higher principles, loving relationship with Krishna, loving relationship with God. So we have to understand that this is our obligation, this is our duty. Everything else we are doing is just to be able to keep body and soul together. And that's it. I remember I gave a talk in New York, and after the talk, one gentleman, he came to meet me afterwards and said that, I believe that, you know, what you're doing now is from past life. I was the one who came to tell me. I said, well, if you believe that, that's up to your belief, but everybody can really strive to become involved in Krishna consciousness. You don't have to say, oh, because I feel that, you know, I don't have this sufficient pious merit. No, everyone is exposed to it now. So we have to see how we are using our lives to gravitate towards loving devotional service, so that we can also become like, you know, the Vrishnis, who do not even know that Krishna is the supreme Ishwara. It's a high position, but, you know, we should aim high. Alright? Hare Krishna. There are some comments and some questions on this point. So thank you very much for participating in this Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.